Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to this podcast, A New Thing. It's episode 21. It is Tuesday, the 4th of January, 2022, so Happy New Year to you. And these podcasts are essentially my way of journaling what we're doing in the Watford Church of Christ in response to coming out of lockdown and learning to live with the ongoing challenge of COVID, how that's affecting us as a fellowship, and in particular our Sunday services. So this last Sunday was the 2nd of January, our first time back in the new year, and we didn't meet on the 26th in person. We had an online service, but we were all back together, and it was wonderful. It seemed right to make a few adjustments to the service. Not only were we continuing to wear masks, which is the rule at the moment if you're indoors in a situation like a church service, masks the whole time, that is, not just perhaps when you're chatting in the fellowship. And we asked people to take a test before they came, and we asked people to be just responsible, and if they weren't well, not to come. But I also made some adjustments this week. I decided we had to sing less. I hate having to do this because, well, partly I value singing as a musician and music as a musician, but partly it's a big part of my faith. It's a big part of what helps me to feel like I'm really worshipping is when I'm singing, and I could sing a lot. And normally we have three songs at the beginning, one or two others spread throughout the service, and another one at the end. So a minimum of four or five, at least, sometimes more. But I felt that it was so difficult to sing with a mask, and having done a bit of that myself over the last few weeks, it's quite hard to suck in the breath to then sing effectively, especially if you're singing an energetic song or a song that makes you sing a bit high in the register. So we decided to sing less. We only had one song at the beginning, one song before the lesson, and one song at the end. I also felt that not only having less songs, but spreading them throughout the service like that, in other words, not having two songs in close succession, might be better, bearing in mind that some of our members are a little older, and their lung capacity may not be as capacious as some of the younger members. Didn't want to wear people out, and then people thinking about their lack of breath and how difficult it is to sing, rather than thinking about the song, the words of the song, and ultimately the God who we're worshipping. So one of my rules I try and abide by is, although things shouldn't be too formal, and informality is generally a good thing at church to a certain level, it's also important that we don't have things that distract people from why we're there. And if people are out of breath and they can't sing, it's going to be something that takes them out of that experience of worshipping together. So we sang fewer songs and made sure we didn't sing two songs in a row. I wonder what you're doing with that. What are you doing with the music at the moment? If you're in a situation like us where people have to wear masks, there's a fine balance, isn't there, about being sensitive to the needs, but also, frankly, pushing ourselves from time to time. Because if Paul and Silas were singing in prison at midnight, then it's fair enough for us to challenge ourselves and each other to give our hearts in song, even if there are difficulties. So my feeling is, at least this week, let's sing, but let's sing a bit less, and let's not put two songs together. So what are your thoughts on that? One other lovely thing about Sunday, just to say before we finish, is that we had a reading before we started the first song, and that reading was the scripture from which the title of these podcasts is taken, A New Thing. That's from Isaiah 43. Forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. I am doing a new thing. And the person who read it was George. George is over 80 years old, and he has a stutter. And he read it with a bit of a stutter. But you know what it was? It did something for us, because he had to read it more slowly, and he paused more because of his stutter. And this enhanced our understanding and thinking about the word, because it had more majesty about it. Just a quick thought. Even if people struggle to read, it might be a good idea to ask them to do so. Until the next time, take care and God bless.